Coming Home to Byland Crescent, Cowgill Family Saga, Book 3. Written by Bill Kitson and read by Nathaniel Priestley. In Byland Crescent, Sonny Cowgill glanced out of the window of his Scarborough home, his expression as bleak as the weather. Even one whose natural disposition matched his nickname would have found it hard to be cheerful that day. The glorious autumn of 1946 was now only a treasured memory. As Christmas beckoned from a distance, the early November weather was giving menacing indications of the winter ahead. The house was quiet, so different from his childhood, when sounds from the staff echoed throughout the grand house as preparations were made for family visits. Horse-drawn cabs would clatter over the cobbles as they delivered their occupants from the station to be greeted by the butler. He looked down at his grandson, Andrew, sitting at his feet drawing a picture, and smiled. They heard the telephone ringing in the hall.
"Who will it be, Grandpa?"
"I've no idea, but George will tell us." As he spoke, the sitting room door opened and George, the butler, stepped inside.
"Excuse me, Mr. Sonny, there's a telephone call for Mrs. Cowgill."
Andrew was quick to respond.
"Which one?"
He giggled at his joke.
"Your mother, Master Andrew."
George replied with a sly wink, while trying to maintain his pose as befitted his position.
"Kitchen!"
was the unanimous response.
"Thank you, sirs."
The door closed quietly. Moments later, the door flew open and Jenny Cowgill bounded into the room.
"He's coming home! Andrew, Daddy's coming home!"
Sonny jumped to his feet and watched his daughter-in-law hug her son as another Mrs. Cowgill came hurrying through the door to find the cause of the unexpected commotion. Sonny reached out and took his wife in his arms.
"Rachel, my darling, he's coming home. Mark's coming home."
It had been the only good piece of news recently. How ironic that their son Mark had gone through the war virtually unscathed, only to be shot on the final day of hostilities. Mark's long sojourn in a succession of military hospitals was almost over. Jenny had been able to visit regularly as he was moved nearer home and had sat patiently with him when he told her of some, but not all, of the sights he had witnessed, the futility of the slaughter. He was more fortunate than some of those returning. He would, in time, return to full health in both body and mind. But best of all, he would be home for Christmas.
"Come on, Andrew, let's go tell your other grandma the news."
They ran from the room, hand in hand, heading for the kitchen where Jenny's mother was the cook. Rachel smiled at Sonny.
"This is wonderful news."
She gently wiped away her tears and turned to leave, but stood for a moment in the doorway. As she watched her husband, Rachel realised for the first time that Sonny was beginning to look every one of his 54 years. The war had taken a heavy toll on the whole family.
"I'll make a pot of tea. Well, I will if I can get in the kitchen. Would you like some?"
Rachel kept the conversation light, trying not to allow Sonny to maunder. He had been too prone to long abstracted silences lately. Sonny smiled.
"That would be nice. I don't think our cook will allow you the pleasure, even if her daughter is married to our son. You know how she protects her domain."